Okay, good morning, everybody. So Chamishi of Parshas Bo is a night of transformation, the Lil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, the beginning of that process where we become the Mamlechas Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, and as the Pasuk says, V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach Beso, ad boker, Beso, as we emphasized yesterday, Sela Besavo, Sela Bayis, the formation of the Jewish nation through the interconnected Batim, much more on that today. But that harkens back, V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach Beso ad boker, of course, becomes the basis for the Shiva Simei Miluim that we'll encounter, of course, later on in the Torah, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Mi Pesach Oho Moe lo seitzu shivas yamim ad yom melos yamei miluechem. Right, the idea was that Aaron and his sons were being transferred in a local sense into the Mamlechas Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh, V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach Beso ad boker. This is the transformation of Klal Yisrael. It's true that Rashi emphasizes, you know, B'shah, Shenitan L'mashchis L'chabel, and Amavchen Bin Tzadik L'Rasha. The Ramban is sympathetic to that perspective. Interesting, the Ramban thinks it's a din, and, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzmo, so V'samtich V'nikra Satsur, that we're not supposed to look at something, you know, of that level of Kedusha. L'fnei she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban writes, Over Mitzrayim K'melech, She'over Mimakom L'machom, U'spaklutorim L'fanav, Thrilivku B'nei Adem V'lo Yistakel Bo, Ki'inin Uva Hashem Elokei Kol Kedoshim Yimach, V'chein V'ayah B'avor Kevodi, V'samticha V'nikra Satsur, etc. So the part of it is just the propriety, you know, of how we relate to, you know, HaMelech Basada. So in any event, you know, very famously, the Mechilta quotes two deos, Mishchu kechulachem, mishchu mishe yeshlo, somebody who already has, you know, tzon, u kechulachem, mishe yeshlo, should go out and purchase it. The Ramban also learns a little bit differently here. He says, you know, they had to go very far to Eretz Goshen. That was, of course, the, you know, the optimal area, you know, geographically, topographically, in terms of, you know, Iyas Hatzon. And so maybe they had to go to a distant place. But the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, of course, is transcendent. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mishchu Me'Odazara, V'Hidabku B'Mitzvos, right? That we should withdraw from Odazara and rather cleave to Mitzvos. V'Hidabku B'Mitzvos. That this is the beginning of a process of transformation, which takes us really to the essential point of the Aliyah, which is the way that it will be memorialized in all generations. Of course, you know, in terms of the famous Mechilta, which darshins this Lachem B'Lalau, but it's an honest question in the pshat of the pasuk. V'amartem zevach pesach hu la'adonai asher pasach al batei b'nei yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nagpoas mitzrayim v'es bateinu itzil v'yikod ha'am v'yishtachavu. So again, batei b'nei yisrael b'nagpoas mitzrayim v'es bateinu, it confirms everything that we said yesterday. But the Targum Onkelos says, what does it mean? Pesach dechas al batei b'nei yisrael b'mitzrayim. Even Rashi in his citation of it, of what pesach means, he quotes Tudeos, right? Upasach, Rashi says, the primary daya is Vachamal, and he had mercy on us. V'yesh lomar v'dileg, that he skipped over us. Of course, they're not mutually exclusive, because you can say that Pesach really connotes both. The reason that he passed over our homes was an act of chemla, which is really the significant point that we want to emphasize today. Vavor alayich v'reich v'nei ad misbosesas v'damayich v'omar lach v'damayich chayi v'damayich chayi, you know, b'shtay damim makasav medaber dam pesach v'dam mila. But the bottom line is, as we say every single year, v'at erom v'eriyah aru min ha-mitzvos. Yes, mishchu kechulacha, mishchu mi'avodazara kechulacha mitzvos. It was the beginning of the process. But the truth of the matter is that it was an act of chemla. It was an act of grace. It was an act of compassion. And that is precisely what we tell our children. Simply pshuto shel mekra. V'amartem zevach pesach hu la-Hashem asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nok poes mitzrayim v'es bateinu itzil. Right? The whole point is he could have done to us exactly what he did to the Egyptians. B'nok poes mitzrayim v'es bateinu itzil. He was matzil us as an act of chemla. V'at erom v'eriyah arum min ha-mitzvos. Yeah, it's true. So 4 days earlier, we had abandoned Avodah Zarah. Mishchu yideichem Avodah Zarah. U'kchul lachem tzon mitzvos. You know, yes, it's true. We were, you know, as the Shmos Rabbah states, you know, lo shinu es lashonim, lo shinu es malbusham, you know, v'lo dibru lashon hara, you know, asku ba'arayos. All of these things are true, but in the final analysis, as Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer Dvarim, Oh, Hanisa Elokim Lavola Kachas Lo Goy Mikerev Goy. Right, that we were completely assimilated into Egyptian culture. Ayin Rambam Hilchos of Rozara Perak Aleph Kim'at, as the Rambam says, it was almost at that point where the Shesila, the planting, the Netiyah of Avram Avinu, Ne'ekar. And Hashem, therefore, had to send Moshe at the 11th hour, quite literally, V'zelecha ha'os kanochi shlachticha, to be able to continue on the derech of Avram, of Yitzchak, and of Yaakov. And that's precisely, we don't try to hide that from our children, we don't try to say to our children, you know, sort of revisionist history, that things were better than they were. On the contrary, Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem, it was an act of God, when he was chomel on us, as Targum Unkla says, he was chas on us. Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem, Asher Pasach Al Batei Bnei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, he saved our homes, as we spoke about yesterday. Binag Poes Mitzrayim, Ve'es Batenu Hitzil. And everybody in that moment understood that it was an act of grace. Ve'haraya Shfil L'Seifei Dikra. Vayikod Ha'am Vayishtachavu. It was an act of grace, and they understood that, and they responded accordingly, that they simply bowed down. Of course, Rashi says, Al Besoras Ha'aretz, Kisav Ol Ha'aretz, Al Besoras Ha'banim, that they would have children, Al Besoras Ha'gu'ula, right, an undeserved redemption. And I'll just add one last point. It's true, as Rashi says, Ufasach is milashon chemla, but the story could have only started when human beings had chemla lav, v'tachmol alav v'tomer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh, when she had chemla on that little baby. Who would have known that he would have been Moshiach shel Yisrael? Only the Korei Hadoros Merosh, human chemla, provokes and inspires divine chemla as well. It was an act of grace, not an act that we could claim to have deserved. Indeed, it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu acting bechemlaso uverachamim gedolim al amo.